11月16号 West Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel, November 16, 2003.
I have them in English.
在投影片上的是英文。
And Mrs. Shi is now going to read them to you in Chinese.
然后我们要一起来看中文的这些经节。后面听得到我的声音吗？
So if you get your Bibles,
没有麦克风的声音。
So if you get your Bibles, then we'll follow along with each of these scriptures.
那所以好好好不好？我们准备好你的圣经，然后我们要来一个一个来看哈，我们的圣经。
Okay.
好，就说 go through that scripture. Okay. 好，第一个我们翻到马太福音第三章。马太福音第三章，新约马太福音第三章。我们要看第三章第二节，马太福音第三章第二节。好，我们现在一起来念哈，第三章第二节，来，天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的，他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。好，第二节我们看第三章的第八节。第三章的第八节，好，来，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。好好，第八节就好，第八节就好。然后第四章，翻到马太福音第四章第十七节。
Now this particular scripture, actually is by Jesus after John the Baptist died. Or actually, he was in prison, and they were going to kill John the Baptist. Now Jesus took up John's message.
刚才我们所念的两个是约翰所在呼喊的信息，然后约翰被关到监狱里面去，快要被砍头之后呢，接下来耶稣马上接着啊这样的一个信息。我们看第四章十七节，好，对，来，从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。好，我们现在要翻到马可第二本书，马可。马太的后面，马可第一章十五节。马可第一章十五节。也是耶稣所宣传的神的福音，好，十五节。马可第一章十五节，来说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。好，接下来我们看马可，一样是马可福音第六章十二节，第六章十二节。接下来是门徒哈，好，马可第六章十二节，一起来，门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。接下来是路加，往后面翻一本书，路加福音第十三章，马太、马可、路加，刚才我们刚唱过的哈，路加第十三章第三节，路加第十三章第三节，十三章第三节，好，一起来，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。好，我们要翻到，把约翰跳过去，翻到使徒行传，跳了一本书，约翰之后是使徒行传第二章三十八节，使徒行传第二章三十八节，使徒行传第二章三十八节，一起来，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。好，然后一样，使徒行传第三章十九节，下面那一章的十九节，第三章十九，一起来，所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。接下来一样，使徒行传第二十六章二十节， 一样这本书二十六章二十节，使徒行传二十六章二十节，二十六章二十节，一起来，先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。好，到这里最后一个经节就是启示录第二章第五节，最后一本书启示录第二章第五节，所以我们把新约全部看完了哈。启示录第二章第五节，从马太到启示录了。好，启示录第二章第五节，最后一本启示录第二章第五节，我们一起来念来。所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。好，谢谢。
I think this morning if you are very 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 brightYou would understand, you would know what I'm going to preach about.
那如果你聪明的话，经过那个经节，你应该知道我要讲什么了。
Did any of you young people see anything in that scripture that's all alike?
年轻人 ，What's that?
Good.
We're 好，悔改，悔改，要讲关于悔改。
Now I put these scriptures out so you could see them.
那我特别把这个经节用英文的把它放出来，你们就可以看着这些经节。
So you would understand that this is not an isolated principle in God's word.
那这个不是一个好像好就是可以选择的，好，它不是只是一个啊选择的原则而已。
It is a very real part of the.Of the entrance into the kingdom of God.
而是我们要进入上帝国度的那个很重要的那一步。
For many years, I have been a little, I won't say upset because I didn't have any right to be upset, but I was a little bit doubtful about personal evangelism.
几年前呢，我曾经为了这种个人的啊这种啊传福音呢，有时候有一些心里面有一些疑惑。
Because in personal evangelism, and there was a period of time, it was something you went door to door, knocking on the door, telling the people the five steps of salvation, talk to them about believing on Jesus Christ, and then they would say, well, I do believe, they would sign something, and then you would say, now, you're a Christian.
那我讲的是在几年以前呢，曾经有这样的一个运动，就是说叫做逐家布道运动。就是你拿着一个本子叫做四律属灵的四律，然后每一家都去敲门，然后告诉他从第一律到第四律，然后你要接受吗？好，你接受过去祷告，这样的一个传福音的方法。
I had one great fear about it.
我有一点担心。
And that was the fact that they really never found Jesus.
这个担心就是说他们这样子接受了，他们没有真正找到耶稣。
Now for these people to be even interested in someone coming to the door and telling about Jesus and then saying that they believed on him meant that they had a heart hunger.
那当他们去敲门跟他讲这个属灵的这个事例的时候呢，这些人本来是没有兴趣的，可是讲到一个地步呢，他们有一种渴慕的心。
They wanted a difference in their life.
他们真的要在生命里面有改变。
They wanted a change. They wanted some answers.
他们想要得到生命的答案，他们要改变。
But as time went on, there was no change in their life.
但是问题是，当你接受之后呢，怎么好像生命就是没有改变？
There was no real hunger for God.
没有那种真正心里对神的渴慕。
They had just sort of grasped.Hold of a thinking, or you might even say a philosophy.
有时候呢，心里所持守、所相信的，只是抓住了一种观念、一种哲学观念而已。
About a month and a half ago, Brother Daniel gave me a course of study that Sue Lin and one of the young, the leader at Boca Raton had gone to this seminary.
一个半月之前呢，我们的牧师许牧师呢，把一份那个我们里面有两位一个就是陈弟兄，一个是那个苏林姐妹，他们出去受训的一份那个就是传福音的一个训练的那个讲义拿给我看。
He's one of the only ones I have heard address. this problem.
那这个里面所在讲习的呢，是唯一我看到传福音的真的有针对这个悔改这个部分在讲。
And he said the problem with that type of evangelism is they left out repentance.
那他说到呢，啊，刚才我讲那种传福音的方法呢，把那个悔改这个部分把它省略了。
And we cannot leave out repentance.
这个绝不可以省略这个悔改这个部分。
It's a very vital part of my accepting Jesus Christ is to come to a place.Of repentance.
它是一个很基要的一个步 一步就到一个地步呢我真的是有悔改的心
When we come to repentance is when we truly come to humility and humbling ourselves
只有我们到这个悔改的这个地步才表示说我们有一个很谦卑的心我们愿意改变
I want to tell you first what repentance is not.
那首先我们来讲，到底悔改不是什么。
Sometimes people get it confused and think, well, this is repentance.
有人以为说那是悔改，事实上不是悔改。
One of them is, Lord, I'm really sorry because I got caught.
那第一个就是说呢，我已经被揭发了，被知道了，所以呢，我觉得不好意思，我觉得对不起。
And sometimes they will say, Lord, I'm really sorry. I am a sinner, but I hope I can do better the next time.
那第二种不是悔改的呢，就是说呢，啊，我真的也觉得我有点愧疚哈，那下次我做好一点就好，我改善就好了。
You see, this is not the attitude or that which is prepares our heart for repentance.
这个不是一个悔改的一种先天的那种条件。
Repentance is a sense of grief over our sin.
真正的悔改就是你有一种对于自己的罪行或自己的罪呢，有一种懊悔，有一种伤痛懊悔的心。
Many times people come to this kind of repentance because maybe they are guilty and been found, or they are embarrassed and they wish that they hadn't been found.
那有的人呢，啊，到只是因为被抓到了，然后呢，或者是被揭发了，或者是自己很后悔而已。
You see, repentance comes within our heart with the thought that I will change.
那悔改呢，到这种懊悔到的地步呢，说呢，我实在要改变。
You see, this thing of repentance that we're talking about today was the first message.That entered into the kingdom of God under John the Baptist.
悔改是在新约里面从约翰来的第一个进入神国度的一个第一个信息。
There was this man in these rough garments, these rough hairy garments, a man that didn't care anything at all about the world and any of its systems.And he stood out there crying out to the different groups that came to hear him, Repent ye!That the kingdom of the God is right here at hand.
约翰是一个舍弃不在乎外面的这个穿着啦，或者是吃喝的这种享受的人，然后在旷野的地方大声的呼喊悔改，你们要悔改，然后对着很多群来找他人讲这个信息。
He was saying, we first have to realize that we need God.
那首先我们要有一个啊，一个那种需要，就是说我需要神。
In a Bible study right here, one of our Bible studies, a man that was not a believer said, Why do I need Jesus?
曾经在一个圣经查经班里面有一个人问我说，我有那么多，为什么需要耶稣呢？
I have a nice home, I have a car,
我有一个很好的
job, I have a nice family, he probably was in fairly good health.
我有车子，我有一个很好的家庭，我有很好的工作，然后呢，我健康也很，我也很健康，我为什么需要耶稣呢？
You see, this is the thought of man.
这是人的想法。
We are self-centered.
我们是以自我为中心的。
Why do I need him? What benefits will he give me? The reason why I should serve the God.
我需要耶稣什么呢？我可以从他得到什么呢？我都有了。
And we see here in this very attitude is that which God cannot accept.
那这种态度是神没有办法接受的。
Judas.He had a sense of regret that what he had done to Jesus, but there was no repentance.
出卖耶稣的犹大，他有那个对他所做的一种懊悔，但是他没有来到悔改的地步。
But Peter was different.
但是彼得就不一样了。
Peter knew he had done wrong when he had denied Jesus.
彼得当他对耶稣否认之后呢，他知道自己错了。
And he went out and he wept bitterly.
他到外面去哭嚎，去痛哭。
There was something deep in Peter's heart that knew he had done wrong.
在彼得的心深处，他很深深知道说，我真的是错了。
And he was truly sorry over the wrong.
而且呢，对于他所做的错呢，他非常的懊悔。
Let's look into this thing called repentance.
那我们来刚才讲到不是什么不是悔改，现在讲到什么是悔改。
Repentance is a godly sorrow toward God on account of sin.
那真正的悔改就是对于我们所做的呢有一种虔诚是对神的缘故产生的一种懊悔。
And right away there are some people that sort of straighten themselves up and they say, I haven't sinned.
I have not sinned.
Okay,
有的人这样想说，我又没有犯罪。
So how can I be sorry for my sin?
那我怎么对我的罪有懊悔呢？
I remember in China, I've told you this before. I remember when I was getting ready to baptize an older man, and I had been talking about being sorry for our sins and having our sins forgiven. And the dear man said, I've not sinned.
啊，有一次我在大陆的时候，啊，有一个聚会里面呢，那我在跟一个要受洗的一个弟兄姐妹谈，然后呢，那个弟兄就我跟他说，你有没有相信你知道你是罪人吗？然后他说呢，没有啊。
He had never murdered anyone.
因为我没有杀过人。
He had never been in prison.
我又没有被抓过。
He wasn't a mean man.
我又不是一个很凶的人。
So to him, he was.All right, he was very self-righteous.
所以对这个人来讲，他是说呢，我认为我是一个好人。
Mrs. She said to him, "Did you ever tell a lie?"
所以我就问他，问你，我说你有没有说过谎呢？
He said, "No, only when I had to."
他说我不讲的，除非我需要讲我才讲。
So you see, he wasn't a contemplated liar. He just did according to the situation.
所以他呢，这个情况的一种道德哈，就是说呢，我本身我是不想讲的，但是呢，需要讲我才讲。他把那个情况呢，认为是对的。
So actually, all of us, as the Word of God said, we've sinned and come short of the glory of God.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们，世人每一个人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But when we come to repentance.It means that I acknowledge in my heart the fact that I have sinned toward God.
那悔改就是面对神，我真的承认说我真的是得罪神了。
You know what one of the greatest sins is?
你知道最大的罪是什么吗？
Oh, I'm sure you can name off some of them you think to me. But the greatest sin in God's word is when we will not accept His tremendous love gift.
我们的罪当然可以列出很多来，但是最大的在神眼中最大的罪就是神给我们恩赐，邀请我们给我们礼物，我们不去接受，不去相信。
A gift that one day before the foundations of this world was put down, His Son said, "Yes, Father, I will leave heaven. I will be confined into that earthly body. I will obey You. I will leave my power behind."I will give my life for them.
这个神要给人的恩赐呢，是在还没有创世、还没有创造这个世界以前，耶稣神的儿子就在那里顺服，决定说好的，我要离开我的荣华富贵，我愿意离开我的权柄，然后到世上，这个是成为神要给人的礼物。
And then the Father prepared mankind for His tremendous gift.
然后上帝就在人的历史上预备他自己的礼物。
From in the garden and down through all the prophecies, He told them, "My gift's coming. I'm sending my gift. My son's going to be born in Bethlehem. It's coming."
从创造开始到先知的预言每一个地方再三的告诉我们，我的儿子要来，神的儿子要来，他要来，你们要接受。
And then there came a day when the King of Heaven, Jesus Christ, laid down His power, laid down all that He had, and brought only His love.
到日子到的时候，神的日子满的时候呢，神的儿子离开天上的荣华富贵权柄，到世上来，道成肉身。
And suddenly that one that at one time had just filled the universe with His presence.
就这样子匆匆满满的来到这个世上，就充满着这个世界，他了解他的真理。
Was confined into a little body.
怎么来的呢？以一个 baby 一个小宝宝的样式来。
There he lived under sometimes very poor situation.
有时候他的情况非常的困窘。
Born among the cattle.
他竟然生在那些牛羊之间。
Raised up in a little peasant's cottage, father, his earthly father, just a carpenter.
在一个小小的村庄，一个贫穷的这种木匠的家庭里面长大。
Never traveled far.
从来没有太出过世面。
Just up and down the dusty roads of Judea, through Samaria times, and round the Sea of Galilee.
只不过是在这个犹太地或者撒玛利亚的地方呢，就在这个泥土地上走来走去，就是到处传道。
Constantly giving out the message that his father said to bring to these that I love.
总是把上帝的信息带给那些神所爱的人。
What did he see when he came?
他来的时候看到什么
？Hatred，
看到人的恨
；Jealousy，
看到人的嫉妒
；Men that wanted only what they had，
看到人呢只要自己要的，很自私
；Sexual sins，
看到这种性的这种泛滥
；People who didn't care about anyone else but themselves，
看到人不顾别人的事情，只顾自己。
This was his father sent him to.
那这样的一个情况就是神父神差派他来的这个一个情况。
And it was because he so loved us.
是因为他非常的爱人。
I cannot understand God's love.
我实在没有办法了解神的爱。
I will never understand it until I stand before the throne.
一直到我在神的宝座前，我才能够明白，但我没有办法了解。
But the very fact that he doesn't give love, but that he is love.
他不是给爱而已，他自己就是爱。
He had given himself fully unreserved to sinful man.
他自己给我们这些不配的人。
He watched his son as they spit on him and beat him.
看着自己的儿子到世上被人侮辱，被人吐口水。
He watched his son as everyone rejected him at first.
看到他自己的儿子被人家弃绝。
He watched his son as he carried that heavy cross and fell beneath that cross.
看着自己的儿子扛着那个很沉重的十字架上哥哥他上去。
He watched as they laid him on that cross and nailed him to it.
看着自己的儿子躺在那个十字架上面被钉上。
He saw his son hanging between her earth and heaven between two thieves.
然后看着自己的儿子在天地之间被钉在那里，还有在两个强盗之间矗立在那里。
He heard his son say, "I thirst."
父神听到儿子说我渴了。
Then he heard his son as over all of this.God's love being poured out. When he said, "Forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they do."
神的爱就在这个当中一再的流露到了那一句话说神啊，父神啊，原谅他们，因为他们做的他们不知道那个爱真的是到了极点。
He saw his son as he was taken down. He knew his son when he had to turn his back on him.
神的儿子他因为担当我们的罪，所以呢，神必须转离他。
But he saw his son rise in victory.
但是他也看着自己的儿子从死里复活。
He saw sin satisfied in the eyes of God the Father.
在那个时候呢，就是耶稣呢已经让神的心满足了。
For now the second Adam, the one that came and he said, "Lord, I have obeyed all that you said."
第二个亚当到世上来，完全顺服，而且完成神的托付。
He gave.His all to us.
他把所有的都给我们。
And yet you and I question.
但是我们所回报的是疑惑。
Do you know even an atheist admitted that unless there's a God in your life, you have no purpose in life?
即使我们不认识神，但是呢，如果没有神在我们的生命里面，事实上我们的生命是没有意义的。
A genetic accident.That walks along in life, whatever happens, whatever chance, whatever you can try to do for yourself, and the emptiness of nothing.
对一个无神论的人，人生就是一个偶然，在一个偶然间你生下来，然后会怎么样你不知道，然后呢，你靠着自己到底以后是怎么样你不知道，所以呢，到后来落的是就是一个空虚。
God sent His love.
神把爱送到地上来。
And then he watches man.
他就看着我们。
As I said, those that don't even believe it.
有一些不相信的。
Those that reject it.
有一些弃绝的。
Those that tread on His love.
有一些呢，他不领受神的心意。
Those that try to feel that they're good enough in themselves, and He knows we're sinful.
有一些呢，神明明看他是罪人，他自己是觉得自己是个好人的。
He knows that under certain circumstances, you and I would be bad people.
上帝看到我们真的是啊，就是会显出我们那种罪的性质。
He knows that we have the seed within. Us to do anything.
他知道我们里面有一种心，那种罪性呢，可以做出任何的不好的事来。
You asked how many murderers would tell you that they had really contemplated the murder. You would find out that there were very few. Many of them just happened in rage or at the time when they were robbing someone or something. They didn't realize they would be murderers.
你去监狱里问那些杀人犯哈，你问他们哈，没有几个告诉你说我已经蓄意，从小就决定要杀人，都是在那种无意之间，然后生气，然后就失去控制，而在这种当中的杀人的。
If you would talk to the prostitute and look her in the eyes, she would say, "When I was young, I never thought this is where I."
如果你去看看调查那些妓女的话，他们绝对不会告诉你说我从小就想做这种行业。
And yet, man in his pride and self-satisfaction says, "I don't need Jesus."
但是以人的骄傲刚硬告诉神说我不需要耶稣。
I don't believe it.
我不相信。
Do you think what we believe would change one thing?
你以为你的不相信就可以改变事实吗？
My friend, the greatest sin that you and I have ever committed was turning our back on His gift.
你跟我最大抵抗神的罪就是我们背离神，我们不接受神的爱。
And someday when you stand before God, you may think it's going to be this sin or that sin or this is what He's going to condemn me. But the very first thing will be that you rejected my son.
有一天你面对审判的时候，你想或许神要跟我算的是这个是那个的账，但是呢，最大的就是你拒绝了神的儿子。
The hurt that God feels day after day and week after week and month after month.
当我们拒绝耶稣的时候，对神的伤害是日日夜夜。
We can a little understand then in Revelation where it says that finally God's wrath, His cup of wrath, is finally full until He pours it out on man.
如果我们明白启示录的所讲的时候，你就发现在那里告诉我们神的杯，那个愤怒的杯呢，到的地步是会满出来的。
So we have to come to a place where we're genuinely sorry, God.
所以每一个人一定要到一个地步，说我真的是为我自己懊悔。
And then we have to get to the place where there comes a hatred. This is what happens when we really confess our sins and when we really realize the humility. I need God and I need Him to forgive me. And then there comes within us a change.
当我们真的从心里面对于那种罪的懊悔之后呢，里面会产生一种变化。
Repentance means that I must use my mind to say, "Oh, I am sorry."
在这个悔改的部分呢，我们必须要用我们的心思，用我们的心智来说，我错了，我不对。
Not only am I sorry, but I'm going to turn from what I'm.
不但我认为我不对，我是一个不好的人，而且我要改，我要把我的方向转过来。
And then we begin to humbly obey the will of God.
接下来就是很谦卑的来跟随神自己的旨意。
And what John was trying to get to was the fact I cannot serve God until I humble my heart and repent.
耶稣的意思是说，你没有办法真的服侍神，除非没有办法敬拜神，除非你真的经过这个悔改这一步，到他的面前谦卑这一步。
You see, repentance and the sense of faith go hand in hand.
我们要知道，悔改跟相信这个是肩并肩的，是手拉手的。
I cannot believe that Jesus has forgiven me until I have repented of my sin.
除非你知道说上帝我有罪，我因为我的罪悔悟，不然的话，你没有办法接受耶稣的赦免。
And these are not works that I do this and then I wait a little while and then this I do and I wait a little while. No, these are done so simultaneously. Lord, I am sorry.I grieve over what I've done. I rejected you. I've sinned. Forgive me. I believe that he does.
这个不是说好我这一步先这样子、哦、我现在很懊悔然后我就等一下以后慢慢的看哪一天我再来、就不是这样子的而是它本身就是同时候要发生的
The word of God said I confess my sins Confess my sins Confess my sins I come to God and tell him I know I'm a sinner I repent and I ask you to forgive me He said, then I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
圣经提到说如果我们承认自己的罪这就是我们悔改的部分我们承认自己的罪它是信实是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们的骨
We must believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
当然我们要相信耶稣是神的儿子
I have to admit that in my heart. He is the Son of the living God.
我一定要承认耶稣是上帝自己的儿子
But I also must admit that I don't deserve the Son of God.
但是另外一面呢，你有这样的一个心，就是说呢，我不配啊、接受神的儿子。
And I need to be forgiven.
所以我需要先被赦免。
There's a beautiful story about this in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一个啊、很美的一个故事，关于这样的悔改的事情。
About a good man that loved God from the time he was a young boy.
一个、啊、从小就很爱神的一个人
But something happened to him in his middle life.
但是在他的中年的时候发生了一件事情
That's why you and I always must humble ourselves before God.
那就是我们要知道提醒自己常常就是要在神的面前
We're all very human.
因为我们实在是很、人
We fail God.
我们有时候会失败的
But we have to respect God and recognize that when I fail God, I have to tell him I know it and I want to be forgiven.
我们因为敬畏神，所以当我们有失败的时候，有失脚的时候呢，我们一定要到神的面前来承认。
The story is about King David.
这个故事是谈到大卫王。
King David had done some mighty things for God.
大卫王曾经做了很多大事，为了神的缘故做了很多大事。
I don't think there's any other character in the Old Testament that was able to express to others what God was and what God meant.
啊，在圣经里面呢，不再有像大卫一样可以这么的了解、这么贴切神的心了。
Time and time again, David would write songs and poems glorifying God and telling us of the power and the majesty and the holiness of God.
常常大卫写一些诗来描述上帝的荣耀、上帝的尊贵、上帝的全能。
But when the army went out one time to battle, David stayed home.
有一次，当他的军啊军队打仗的时候呢，大卫王留在王宫里面。
While he was home, he took a walk out on his porch.
他呢在家的时候呢，到了他的屋顶上去散步。
He looked out over across to another house over there.
在散步的时候呢，就看到对面有一个房子。
And there was a beautiful woman bathing.
看到一个啊妇女在洗澡。
Something rose up in David's heart.
这个时候，大卫的心里面就起了一些意念。
We call it passion.
那我们讲到就是感情哈、哦，那种激情。
I don't know if David ever suspected that this would be.
我不晓得大卫有没有以前有没有想过自己会这样子。
But he didn't know how to control.
他不晓得该怎么控制自己。
He didn't run to some of his songs and get on his harp and begin to play about the glory of God. No, he
said, 要马上把他的这个竖琴拿来，赶快弹琴，让他啊啊避免这个恶念。
He let this passion grow until it burned in him.
他容许他自己这种里面的激情呢，一直啊营造起来，一直到他呢几乎是燃烧了。
Then he sent for Bathsheba.
然后他就把叫人把那个啊妇女别示巴叫过来。
She came.
她来了。
And one thing went to another until she conceived, and she was going to have a child by David.
就这样子，这个别示巴怀了大卫的啊儿子。
I'm sure David felt a little bit of disgrace if when they find out what happened.
当这个大卫听到这个消息的时候，他心里面一定有一些震撼。
For Bathsheba was married.
因为这个别示巴是已经有丈夫的人。
Her husband was a soldier.
他的先生还是自己手下的这个大将。
He was off to battle.
而且呢是在前面打仗。
So now the first thing that David had done, he had committed adultery.
那第一个大卫犯的是奸淫罪。
Now the next thing we notice that he's going to try to get himself out of it.
第二个呢，大卫呢希望自己能够脱罪。
You see, this is what sin does to man.
这个是罪的步骤，这个是罪对人的反应。
So he proposed a plan.
他就开始计划了。
He sent for a husband Uriah.
他就呢啊、把他的啊、先生从那战场上调回来。
He came back and he came to David and told him about how the war was going.
然后他就跟啊、这个先生回来，就跟啊、大卫王报告前面的战事。
And David treated him nice and just was very kind to him and he said, now wash yourself up and go in and be with your wife.
大卫非常的恩待他，就给他赏赐他，然后跟他说你回去休息吧，回家去休息。
He wanted to cover up his sin.
他希望能够因为他回家，然后就把他的这个罪行呢把他掩饰起来。
But this man was a righteous, loyal man.
这个军人是一个正直很忠诚的一个军人。
And the next morning when David looked, he was outside sleeping at the gate with the other men.
这个啊他调回来这个人呢竟然呢没有回家睡，是在他的这个城门外睡而已。
David's little plan didn't work.
结果大卫的啊、这个计划就失败了。
When he called Uriah, Uriah said, "Oh, but King, I couldn't do that. I couldn't have that when I know my men and my general is out there in the field fighting."
这个军人跟大卫说呢，我没有办法回去享受的，因为呢，我的同伴，我的那些啊、同志的都在前面打仗，我怎么可以回家享受呢
？That alone should have crushed David.
这样的一个忠诚应该就要感动大卫了。
He's a man that had such character.
看到这么一个忠诚这么有德性的这样一个人。
But after David tried it one more night, it didn't work. David sent a letter back with this man Uriah.
这一步行不通，大卫只好送了一封信让他带回去。
And the letter said, I want you to put Uriah in the hottest part of the battle. And when they begin to fight, I want you to let the other soldiers withdraw.
这封信的内容是说，啊，将他拿给军长哈、哦，你要把这个人派到最危险的前线去，然后当敌人来的时候，叫你的军队全部撤退，只有让他在那里被杀。
And then Uriah would be out there and would be killed.
就这样子，这个啊、军人就会被杀。
Sure enough, he was.
当然，他被杀了。
The general was able to send back and tell him Uriah is dead.
所以将军就把这个消息传回来说已经死了，按照王的意思已经死了。
It said after the period of mourning, after the wife mourned over her husband, David took her into his house and made her his wife.
当然，妻子要为这个丈夫的死有一些哀伤之后呢，大卫就正正当当把他的妻子娶了过来。
I don't know what happened to David.
我不晓得大卫后来怎么样。
But it seemed like he didn't let it bother him.
好像这样的事情并没有干扰到他。
And yet, in some of the Psalms, particularly the 53rd or 51st Psalm, I think 51st Psalm, David was agonizing because of sin.
那五十一篇的诗篇那里告诉我们，大卫在为他的罪呢做一种呻吟。
It seems like history tells us for over a year, David was very uncomfortable.
所以意思是说呢，在这个啊，他做这件事情之后有一段时间呢，大卫是在一个很不舒服的、很不平安的情况下。
There was some regret seemingly inside.
里面好像有一些，可能有一些后悔。
But then one day, here comes the prophet.
有一天，神的先知来了。
Nathan, his good friend.
拿单。是这个大卫的好朋友。
Now David was happy.
他很高兴看到这个先知拿单。
I'm sure he was. And as Nathan came in, he said, "I have a story for you."
那拿单说，待会我跟你讲一个故事。
And so he began a story.
他开始讲这个故事。
No, I think King David liked good stories like most people do.
我相信大卫像这样的诗人，你很喜欢听故事。
He said, "You know, David, King, there was a man who had a little lamb that became almost like one of the family. It was the only one he had."
故事是这样的，有一个很穷的人呢，他家里面呢，啊，大概就是只有那么一点点的家产。
He loved this lamb.
他有一只羊，一头羊，他爱这头羊，只有，但是他加了一部分那头羊。
But his rich neighbor had some company one day.
但是他的隔壁呢，住着一个富人家呢，他有一天有客人来了。
And instead of going in and taking one of his flock, he decided to take the little lamb and use him for the feast.
这个富人家可是很霸道哈，自己有很多一群的羊，他不杀，结果跑到这个隔壁这个穷人家呢，要杀他那唯一的羊。
David got furious. He was mad. He said, "Who in the world would do this?"
大陆的听这个故事的听到了他，
他 said, "You tell me who he is."
他说：“告诉我那是谁。”来，我来主持公道。
And I like this one.
我很喜欢这个。
Nathan looked him in the eye and said, "You're the man."
拿单看着大卫说，你就是那个人。
Like a knife that went through.
就好像一把刀就这样插进去了。
Oh yes, I believe David had some feelings.
当然，大卫有些感受的。
But when God put His finger on his sin,
但是当上帝在他的罪上面追讨的时候。
David crumbled.
神就这个大卫呢就整个就破碎下来了。
David went on to say in verse 4, you know, "Lord, I've sinned, and I've sinned against you only."
诗篇第五十一篇里面第四节告诉我们说，神啊，我犯罪了，而且我单单得罪了你。
Wait a minute, David. How about the man you had killed? How about the woman that you just...took her right from her husband. How about them?
是吗？只有单单得罪神吗？那个你杀过的，你杀死的，你谋杀了，还有那个你跟他奸淫的这个妇人呢？
When David had to face sin, it was to God.
当上大卫需要面对他罪的时候，他第一个他面对。
But I want to tell you, my beloved friends, when we face our sins, it will be toward God that we will face it.
当你面对你的罪行或者是你的罪性的时候呢，你要面对事实上就是神自己。
And David cried out, and David said, "I acknowledge my transgression. I have sinned. I have iniquity."
在这里，大卫自己说呢，我承认我犯了罪了，我实在是有了罪孽。
This is true repentance.
这个是真正的悔改。
David didn't say, "Listen, God, it takes two to commit adultery."
他没有辩解说呢，你知道吗？这也不是只有我的责任，对方也有责任。
She shouldn't have come when I called her.
当我叫她来的时候，她不应该跟我合作。
She should have kept herself better.
她应该自己保守她的清她的那种贞操。
See, then it wasn't repentance.
这个不是真的悔改。
Repentance is when he saw himself in the eyes of God, and he humbled himself and he said, "Oh, it is I. I'm the one that have sinned against you. I have transgressed." He didn't bring anybody in with it.
真正的悔改是面对神，然后说我就是那个罪人，我就是那个犯那个罪的人，不会把事情呢责怪到别人的身上。
You see, repentance is total honesty to God.
真正的悔改是对神诚实。
Lord, I rejected you.
我弃绝你。
Lord, I've had these terrible motives and actions in my life.
我的动机，我的行为实在是不对。
I'm the one who fell.
我失败了。
I'm the one who wants this.
我是我强要这个东西。
But now, Lord, I want you to take these.
现在主啊，把我最先拿掉吧。
Lots of times we like to say, "Well, after all, David could have looked at us and said, 'I'm a man.'" That takes in a whole lot, doesn't it?
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Can you go on? That will find
That's
out.
Because you're a woman. I'm a man.
他说大卫说呢，okay, 我也是个人呢。
And she's married. I am a man.
Yeah, I told them.
Okay.
我想说我是一个男人跟那有什么关系
Now,
我是个人呢
If you were an American audience you would know what I mean immediately But being that you are Chinese you're more pure
或许呢美国人比较能够了解我这句话那中国的男人可能会比较 清正一点
But to an American audience when you say well I'm a man It means I have a right to have those kind of feelings.
当我
Men have them more.
美国人常这样想说，我是男人啊，这个是很理所当然的，好像觉得自己没有什么，没有什么。
And then you would say, well, nobody's perfect.
或许你也可以说呢，没有有哪一个人是完美的。
You see, these are the kind of things that we hide behind.
那这些我们把它隐藏在里面。
But this isn't what God wants.
那这个不是神要的。
You see, it's really through God that we can repent.
那如果没有到神的面前，没有借着神的话，我们是没有办法真的悔改。
Even as much as David knew, as much as he understood God, it had to be when that prophet pointed his finger at David and said, "You're the man," that God smote the heart.
即使大卫他知道他做错事，而且他也在这个错事里面呢不安，但是一直到拿单来指责他的时候，从神来的指责的时候，他才挣到这个悔改的机会。
Actually, repentance is a gift of God.
悔改是神给人的恩赐。
He gives it through His Word that speaks and begins to show us where we're wrong.
他的话呢对我们的心开始来指责来讲然后呢我们就看到我们错在哪里
Sometimes it's in this revelation that suddenly makes us to understand this isn't right
有时候是一种好像一个光照然后呢让你看到说哦原来是这样子
And then it's the blessed Holy Spirit
也是圣灵的祝福
The Holy Spirit came that he might remind us and open to our heart the sins that we have
圣灵来让我们想起光照我们让我们看到原来我这个是不对的
Don't ever push it aside and despise the feeling that I'm wrong
请我们一定不要把我们里面那种懊悔愧疚的心把它推开了
It's God's gift to you
是神要给你一个
To waken you up to what you are
要让你能够苏醒过来让你看到
的 What he's going to see you as someday
那然后呢他希望你呢有一天呢能够让他看到你他要你成为的这样的一个人
So as we lift up our heart in repentance
所以我们把我们的心敞开然后对神悔改
And as we humble our heart before God
我们谦卑在神的面前
Then we can begin to believe that he will forgive us
接下来你就要相信他一定会赦免我的罪
I have to confess to you that some of the best times of my life is when I've been on my knees and God
我啊，很诚实的跟你承认了，我的人生里面最美的时候，就是我在神的面前对神呢啊，就是破碎，然后我谦卑在他面前。
At first, I'm sure it hurt.
那刚开始你会觉得心里很难过。
But as I began to see myself as God saw me.
因为呢，看到心里面的那些不好。
And I begin to tell him.But I'm sorry.
然后我就开始告诉神说很对不起。
And as I did, and as I reached up to him, there came a pleasant cleansing over me.
当我就这样子敞开跟神承认的时候呢，从天上的那种洁净就到我的身上。
I cannot explain it.
我没有办法跟你解释。
I cannot put it in a test tube and show you this morning, but something happens inside of our heart that suddenly.It's gone.
我没有办法跟你讲，这个好像一个实验室的跟你
讲。The guilt is gone.
到底怎么回事？但是呢，就在这个时候呢，里面那种罪恶感就没有了。
When I was gone the other week, 2 weeks ago, I was with a family who had a son.
两个礼拜以前，我到一个家庭里面住，他有一个儿子。
I've known the son for many, many years.
我认识这个儿子很久了。
I know he has lived a life that has not been for God.
我也知道这个儿子的生活呢不是很检点。
Now he has diabetes. His kidneys are very badly affected. He's on the dialysis machine.
那现在呢是在这种洗肾的过程，他的身体不好。
God gave me an opportunity to talk with him.
神给了这个机会再次跟对这个儿子来讲话。
I saw how he was humbling his heart.
我看到他已经那个心里面已经谦卑下来。
He was coming down.
他开始谦卑了
to face God.
来面对神
When I was leaving the house going out the door I heard him call to me Sister Schwartz goodbye And if I don't meet you here We'll meet in heaven
当我要离开他家的时候呢他跟我喊了一声说牧师啊如果我在地上呢没有告不好跟你见面的话我们天上见
This week I heard that he gave his heart to Jesus
这个星期我听说呢他已经相信耶稣了
Oh there has to come a humbling in our lives
一定要经过这种谦卑这种痛苦
Knowing who we are and what we've rejected and understanding that we humble ourselves before God
认识到说我在什么样的境况然后认识到说我跟神是背离的这样的话才到一个这个地步
You see, falling in sin or being in sin does not condemn us, but staying there is what condemns us.
我们在我们失败了，然后呢，这个呢，我们可以脱离控告的，不用被定罪的。但如果你留在罪的里面，你就要被控告了。
A man asked a fisherman when he was fishing on the dock, and the man said, "Is this water? Could you drown in this water?"
有一个人呢去这个渔村的地方，就问一个渔夫说呢，这一潭水会淹死人吗
？In other words, he was saying, "Is this water deep?"
这个水够深吗
？And the fisherman looked up at him and said, "Well, no, you wouldn't have to drown in it only if you stay."
这渔夫就回答说呢，水呢不会淹死人，除非你要留在水里面，你才会被淹死。
Our sins is what we're under, my friend.
这个罪呢？
We're under in the sense that we're under in our sinful life.
那我们是在这个罪的里面。
But God wants to do something for us.
神要为我们做一些事情。
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
那有些人明白我在讲什么。
Some of you have repented and believed and been baptized, and your life has been changed.
因为有些人已经经过这种悔改，然后相信也受洗啊，更新的这样的过程。
But let me tell you, if your life hasn't been changed,
但是如果你的生命没有改变。
If you don't love the Lord,
如果你不认识主，不恨恶罪的话。
If you find this, you're wondering what it's all about anyhow.
如果你还在怀疑，在疑惑，在动摇。
You hear others talk about it, but you never know. You don't experience it. You don't understand.
你听过，但是呢，你不了解。
You just know that you believed.
你知道说我接受了，我相信了。
Maybe you need to back up.
那好不好？我们稍微往后面退一点点。
Begin to humble yourself.
谦卑我们自己。
Because you see, when we humble ourselves and repent, it means that we turn our thinking, we turn our lives, and we change.
如果我们谦卑在神的面前悔改的时候呢，意思是说我们就整个把我们的方向转过来了，我们里面都更新了。
Along the way, we may fall like David and have to repent again.
当然，有时候我们会像大卫一样会失足，但是呢，我们要再一次到神的面前去承认。
But friends, there must be a godly sorrow.
但是一定要到这个所谓的很虔诚的懊悔。
To every one of us, it may be at a different degree of it.
每一个人的这种懊悔或许程度不同。
But it comes to each one of us.
但是每一个人一定要经历这种懊悔的这样的一个历程。
I trust this morning.
我希望今天早上。
That you will find the joy of repentance.
你可以在这个悔改的里面真的寻得喜乐。
Because there's some things hidden deep in your heart that you're not even aware of.
因为心里面
that is a burden in your life.
深深的潜藏的一些你自己都不知道的一些重担。
And suddenly when that cleansing comes, and you recognize that something is different, something feels clean deep inside.
一直到你发现说里面被洁净了。
One of the ladies said in my church one time, Sister Schwartz, I have a good husband.
曾经有一个姊妹跟我说呢，我先生很好。
He's such a good man. The only thing wrong with him is he smokes now, but he's such a good man.
他是很好的，唯一的缺点就是他会抽烟。
Well, her good man came face to face with God and was forgiven by God.
那这个姊妹的先生有一天一样的对跟神面对面。然后悔改相信了主。
She came to me with almost tears in her eyes and she said, Sister Schwartz, I would not have believed what a change came in my husband's life after he found me.
同样的这么说我现在很好这个姊妹呢再来讲说呢你不晓得我在我的先生信主之后呢我真的不能相信他竟然有那么多的改变。
That's why John cried out, Repent!For the kingdom of heaven is near.
那就是为什么约翰这样呼喊说悔改，因为天国近了。
And when John was quieted, put in the prison, and then dead, was killed, Jesus took it up and went from village to village and said, "Repent for the kingdom of God."
当约翰被关在监牢里的时候，耶稣就开始啊一样的接下去的这样的一个信息说悔改，因为天国近了。
It's a gift of God.
是神要给的礼物。
It's a privilege to fall before the God of the heavens and allow Him to see that you know yourself and let Him cleanse you.
当我们啊谦卑的俯伏在神的面前的时候，是一种我们的荣幸，可以跟神来啊悔改。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, this morning.
亲爱的主，
we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you for the Word of God that shows us.
谢谢你的话来光照，让我们知道我们有罪。
We thank you for the blessed Holy Spirit that brings the little nudging and makes us aware that we need you.
我们感谢圣灵在里面做提醒的工作，让我们可以苏醒啊，能够察觉到自己的不是。
Lord, you know everyone that's here this morning.
天父，今天早上你认识每一个人。
And you know everything about them.
你也知道每一个人心里面所存的。
And we're asking you that you, if they don't, haven't repented,That Lord, you will nudge their heart.
如果当中有人还没有经历悔改的经验的，求你这个时候就来光照提醒。
To show them their need.
来彰显，让我们看到自己的需要。
And then give them the strength to repent.
也给我们有这种力量，可以来向你悔改。
And trust you for the power of the cleansing blood.
相信你自己那种可以洁净的这种啊能力。
Oh Lord, we thank you this morning.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 好不好？我们翻开一首诗歌啊，脱离。Linda, 帮我一下。脱离羞耻，脱离。有没有人晓得那个歌的歌名？耶稣我来，哪一首？
Your commitment. I let God do that. But this morning my heart longs to see some of you truly let God have your life. I've learned to love you. I want you to enjoy the things of God. I want you to grow in the things of God. I want you to stand before Him someday, rejoicing in your heart.
我要我们在能够享受神自己。
So this morning I ask you for a moment just to bow your head.
今天早上我们好不好？这个时候我们低下。
Please God.
安静我们自己，然后对神很诚实的面对。
Lord, have I really repented?
我真的悔改过吗？
I really humbled my heart.
我真的谦卑我自己的吗？
You know me, Lord.
你认识我，神啊。
Nothing I can cover up.
我是不能掩饰自己的，我的一点点的想法，我的行为你都知道。现在我要向你承认，我要你原谅我。我需要你，主，我需要你。我要的不是一个宗教，我需要的，我需要我的生命的改变。 我要你成为我们。
Some of you this morning, they could lift up your heart as we sing. It doesn't matter whether here at home or wherever, but get together with God.
今天早上不管怎么样。
Pour out your heart to Him.
把你的心向他敞开。
Allow Him to give you something real in your life.
你给神个机会，让你去
感
觉到他是真实的，来充满你的心。
He will.
他一定会的。如果你愿意，他会的。
我们再来唱啊，第三节，第三节来。何况哦，不平的邪气，耶稣我来，耶稣我来，尽万千有你意，耶稣我接来，我里有你应许的可怕，耶稣我来，耶稣我来，进入万列光明的故家，耶稣我来。今天的信息是给我们每一个人在相信耶稣的时候应该做了一个很重要的一个决策，就是要悔改。很多时候我们认为相信耶稣只是在一个知识上的一个信仰，精神上的一个寄托，然后就用着这样的一个想法呢来相信耶稣，那不是完全完全相信耶稣。你必须要悔改，耶稣传讲的信息就是悔改，彼得传讲的信息就是悔改，约翰传讲的信息就是悔改。要进入天国，你必须悔改。弟兄姊妹们，今天早上的信息你听了，你做了没有？希望今天的信息能够在你生命当中成为一个真实，悔改，然后得到新的生命。我们低头祷告。